This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Never did these people complain. Sheikh Sha'arawi mentions in his tafsir of what would happen after the salah. The Prophet ﷺ would turn to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he would engage with them, he would talk to them. And there was nothing more beloved for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum than to be in the company of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and speak to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But there was one man that every day after his salah, he would get up and he would go home. Never sit. Straight away after salah, he would leave, whilst the rest would listen to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took him to the side and he said, "Why is it? Don't you like my company? Why is it after salah you leave straight away?" And he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I didn't want to tell you this, but as you ask, I didn't want to tell you this, but as you ask, between me and my wife, we only have one pair of clothes." Imagine, wallahi, imagine. Sahaba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within his lifetime gave sadaqah of $21 million within his lifetime. He could have kept it. He could have kept it for himself. He could have kept it for the Sahaba. He said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, between me and my wife, we only have one pair of clothes. So when I come to pray salah, then my wife is at home without any clothes. So I go home, I take these off, and then my wife fulfills her farad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She prays the salah." So he goes back home, he's delayed today. So his wife says, "Why were you delayed today? Why did you take so long?" And he says, "Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped me. And he asked me, and I told him." And look at the reply of the wife. She said to him, "Did you complain about Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you complain about Allah that He only gave us one pair of clothes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Me and you are never happy. Me and you are never satiated. For me and you, it never finishes. The morning we wake up for the dunya, the evening we sleep for the dunya, that's it.